The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Sometimes things happen, you know, and you just have to smile through them. I had to remind my husband, DJ Automatic, to be happy this morning. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
I'm happy, DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And sometimes things just don't go right. There's little things that happen in your life. But what I like to do is focus on everything that is good. And if you focus on everything that is good, I promise you, you'll realize, you know what? My life just isn't that bad.
Well, when you wake up in the morning and there's no water and no hot water. Well, there was water. There was water. There was water that was coming. So we live in an apartment building and we got a notification that the water was going to be shut off because of the city. For some reason, the water still worked in our apartment. So I go to jump into the shower and I turn on the hot water and it is freezing cold.
It's not that cold.
It was bone cold.
Not that cold. I took a bath, a little bird bath.
So I had to sit there and shiver inside the shower this morning, taking a little bird bath, just like getting my hands wet and washing my face and trying to use soap on my armpits and, you know, my other bits and trying to get as clean as I can. As my wife told me, you better get in there because you kind of stink.
Oh, no. For a question, what's a bird bath?
That's what I just told you. It's like you just get it. You use a little bit of water, use a little washcloth, and use a little bit of soap. And you don't immerse yourself in the water. You just use a little bit of water.
It's like you're washing bits and pits, Anthony. Okay. Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah, and your neck, and you're making yourself clean, but you're not completely covering your head and everything in the water, but you're getting wet. And I feel like
Otto's looking like a little wet duck.
He did. He looked like a little wet duck. He had his hair kind of, you know, a little bit around the edges only. And I did it earlier and I said, wow, this is invigorating. See, I approached it differently.
I hate cold showers. They're one of my least favorite things in the world.
And the best part about this, not only was it invigorating for me, and I felt like, ooh, I'm wide awake, because I've been working hard all week long. I had an event last night. Shout out to all the ladies I met. It was wonderful. But while DJ Automatic was showering, Anthony, he didn't fog up the bathroom mirrors. I was like, yes!
Of course I didn't. There was no hot water. I was just in there shivering and suffering.
Don't you feel, though, that what I said to you on the way to work, because we kind of had a bit of a disagreement, and this is like, it's dark, there's nobody on the road, and I said, look, we have this great life. Why are you focusing on the negative? And what did you say?
I have a great laugh. I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, that's it.
Happiness. Do you feel how happy I am, man? Do you feel my happiness?
You little lucky duck.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We got a call earlier today here, and Susan got mad at me. That's the caller's name, because I said parents needed to be responsible for our kids on social media. I have three daughters, and I've always felt like I'm responsible for them learning right from wrong, from all of these things. And social media, we monitored constantly, and you can't just have
We're responsible for their well-being on the internet.
And Susan was not happy with my take. Here's part of that convo.
Because this is our culture. Kids don't
You can't put all the responsibility for your kid off on a company.
This is the problem with this country.
You can take whatever test you want and talk all you want,
but no matter what, it's your kid and you need to be responsible for that kid.
You have to be responsible.
Then they get on the phone with someone else's.
Tell your kid no.
So that was heated. You know, it got confrontational. Susan ended up hanging up on me. That's okay. We're like family. We'll come back together another day and have a conversation. But am I in the wrong for saying that parents bear responsibility? So do the social media companies. Don't get me wrong. But so do we. And we're the ones handing our kids the phone in the first place. We have Wendy on line two. Wendy, am I wrong?
No, you are not wrong. It's us parents that need to control our kids.
Look, I want to say something. I do understand social media companies bear responsibility and they need to be regulated. It's not fair, the stuff, the wild stuff. But how are you going to hand somebody a phone and then say, I don't know, they're always on the phone? Like, come on.
Yeah, no. We as parents are the adults. We should monitor our kids. If we don't like it, then take the phone away.
Exactly. It's just that simple. The whole idea of that's the way society is and that's what they want. Kids don't know what they want. We have to teach them. Plus, you don't always get what you want in life. Thank you so much for calling and listening. I really appreciate you, Wendy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Have a great day.
Oh, I love you too, Wendy. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Is this Andre?
Yeah, this is.
Andre, I'm so sorry you had to hold so long. The phone's just lit up with this conversation. First question I have to ask you, am I wrong to want for me and other parents to just be somewhat accountable when it comes to our kids on social media? Am I in the wrong here?
No.
Okay, what are your thoughts? And Susan, I love her to death. I think she's great.
Susan wasn't listening.
Okay.
In order for my daughter, she's 11, to download anything, she has to get approval from me.
That's right.
There it is. I mean, she's 11 years old. That makes sense to me.
Yes.
Right. So she has to get approval in order to get that app.
It's not that hard unless the kids are running the show.
Correct. And if at any point we are home and I decide she doesn't need to have any internet, I could disable it from my phone.
And there you go.
That's what I used to be able to do for my phone with the Qstudio app.
Yeah, that's the end of the story. If you don't follow the rules, I will take them away and I will monitor you 24/7. And if you don't like it, too bad.
The other thing I love that app did.
You have to clean your room. You have to see about everything I ask you to do. And if you don't, you have no internet. And a kid without internet right now, they go wild.
Literally.
You're right. And that's why. If we have to control them, they don't get what they want just because they tell you. That I'm the parent. Exactly. I tell you what to do, not the other way around.
The bills.
There
Unless
you go.
Unless you pay any bills here, then you can do that. But you not paying any bill here?
Andre, we love you. Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day. Bye.
Hi, you too.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You know, I don't know my father. Like, you could put 5 men in a lineup and he'd be one of them and I would not know who to choose. And a couple of years ago, my mom hit me up and she was like, so your prima, my cousin, said that your father wants to meet you. And I said, what? All these years later? And my answer was no. So myself, Dana Cortez, and I with DJ Automatic Anthony off mic, we're talking about, is it better to have a father who's present who may not be all that great of a dad or no dad at all? Because if that father is no good and he gives you those feelings of not wanting you, that could probably be even worse emotionally. I don't know.
Like that's a lot of hypothetical situations. I don't think we know whether it's better or not. Each person's situation is unique. I mean, of course, you would have wanted your dad to be in your life probably, right?
No, because you can't want what you don't have. I had my Theo Frankie, my uncle raised me.
So you had a father in your life. Your uncle...
A father figure is different than a father.
Role. Yeah. Whereas like your dad, you don't know what would have happened. I mean, you have no idea what would have happened.
He's got about 14 kids and none of them are doing well. I'm pretty sure I know what would have happened.
Exactly. So it was probably better that he stayed away from
me. I think my brother got out of jail recently.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad he's out.
Yeah.
And then the other one, you know, I'm telling you that
everybody's individual journey has its own blessings and curses as well, too. So I know homies who grew up without a father who were able to succeed in life and great. And then I knew homies who had active parents and they've had multiple trips to rehab. So it's really just about your individual journey and understanding as you get older, the trials and tribulations that formed you as a kid are going to come back no matter what happened in your life.
And also approaching those trials and tribulations in a way that you should. Don't dwell on it. Don't play victim. You've overcome a lot. You got to be positive about all of these steps that you've taken.
My father was in and out of my life. And as I've become older and grown into manhood, I've learned to forgive him for the times that he wasn't there and kind of seen back, look past the veil of like my heartbreak as a kid and know that, you know, my dad was trying the best that he could with the things that he was going through as a man. And it took me to, I became a
man. Plus, what he went through as a parent, Anthony, yeah, too. You don't know.
He went through as a child. Yeah, There's so many things.
Yeah.
So many
Thanks, Otto.
Oh, I mean, I grew up with a dad who was
active. Mom and dad.
Yeah, and who were both active in my life. And I feel like they did a pretty good, they did a decent job with me. But then I think about some of the parents that I saw, like raise kids that I grew up with that were there active every day. Where like their coaches were like throwing them batting practice, and some of these dudes are in prison. Yeah. And so I think,
like Anthony said, it depends on the journey and the way you approach each moment in your childhood and your life. I really do.
And it also comes down to a lot of personal decisions.
Well, accountability.
The thing is, it's such a cop out to put everything on your parents, to blame your parents for everything. You've got to take some accountability for who you are as a person. It's not just your parents that decide that.
Damn you, TikTok.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I got proof Leonardo DiCaprio settling down. How? 100%. I know Automatic Anthony A said it never
happened. I don't believe it.
I'll tell you after Anthony A gives us famous people's birthdays.
actor Rami Malek celebrating his birthday and the rapper Cuban Doll celebrating a birthday as well. And we'll wrap it up right there.
Rami, one of my favorite performances when he portrayed Freddie Mercury in the Queen movie.
Yes, he
was
did a really
absolutely
good job
amazing.
That movie.
Yeah, he was. Okay, so let's slide on over here and talk about Leonardo DiCaprio. Never attended the Met Gala. You know that in his life. Until this year.
Who did he
went
take with
his
him?
Girl, Vittoria Cerretti.
How old is she, 21?
Automatic. She's 23. No. I think she's about 24, you know, but he's really...
That's what's just on brand for him.
That's not the point.
That's on brand for him,
the
though.
The point is that he really likes her enough to go, and he's tuxed out. They're red carpeting it. He stands to the side so she can get photographed.
Do you get her shine on.
Do you know how hard that is as Leonardo DiCaprio to not steal his girlfriend's thunder?
I don't think he has to go out there and steal it. I think most people are paying attention to him and she's just with him.
I love her. She's beautiful. I don't know much about her except that she's hot and she's all he knows too.
She's Leo's his girlfriend. That's her claim to fame, Dana.
It's not her claim to fame. She's a supermodel. The woman walks the runway.
Her claim to fame is Leo because you've never talked to her about her before this.
I don't talk about Leo that often either unless he's got a new chick in his life.
Which is about every 6 months.
You know, it's weird. We've been. Yeah. No, it's every 3 years when she turns 25. No, I'm just kidding. So
man,
I really.
Do you think, as Leo kind of finally let the ship sail between him and Rihanna, now that, I mean, I guess she's.
Oh, yeah. Man. She's three kids deep now.
She's three kids deep. Not only that, I was about to mention Rihanna because, you know, that's the only man I've ever seen her chase. The whole time she's been out, let's be real, she's dated a lot of guys and had fun and done her thing. Drake was so in love with her. She was like, moving, whatever, I don't like you. That's the only guy I remember specifically that she was trying to show up to parties he was at. And he's just that guy, Leo. And I think this woman, Vittoria, she's locking him down.
Mm.
Why would he go to an event he's never attended in all the years he's been in Hollywood unless he was into her?
I'll believe it when I see him put a ring on it.
It happened to George Clooney.
Hey, you know, we have an American Pope now. Anything's possible. Who knows? I was going to say, wait till that white smoke appears.
That's crazy. That's the real white smoke.
That's the real white smoke.
Oh, you think Leo's really settling down? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Peanut butter and jelly, it's all right. Well, I think it just got turned up. And DJ Automatics is going to tell us all about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the burnt tortilla.
The U.S. just won, like, big. We're all going to heaven. It's all... We got a pope. It's the first U.S.-born pope ever. He's from Chi-Town.
I mean, we haven't had a lot to be proud of lately, and this is something that we can all rally behind.
We needed a win. We got a big win. His brother was being interviewed, and I was like, oh, I'm going to learn so much about this pope. All they did was talk about sports. And then I found Chicago, the White Sox, the Bulls.
I'm telling you, we're getting a stained glass mural of Michael Jordan
in the Sistine Chapel. I doubt that's going to happen, but I just found out what Pope Leo, that's his chosen name, what he was doing right before he became Pope. He was watching Conclave and playing Wordle.
What?
That's very USA style right there. Yeah. So he's into, you know, TV shows just like we are. Don't you think that's kind of cool though? Because I feel like if he was from somewhere else, I couldn't relate.
He makes him a lot more relatable.
Yeah. And he's all about serving the poor. He's a good man. He's a good person to be Pope. And I love that. He's just a...
All this happened in France, right? Like, isn't that where everything goes down?
No,
in the Vatican City. In Italy.
It's its own little country. It's its own little country, to be honest.
It's its own country. Well, it's sovereign. And the Sistine Chapel is there.
This is the second greatest win since Steph Curry won the Olympics.
Oh, gosh.
Shout out.
Second greatest win.
Yeah.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
Lunchables is coming for Uncrustables. They got the new Lunchables PB&J, and it's a dippable, thawed out peanut butter and jelly triangle.
I don't know why you and Anthony are so excited about this. I am excited about this tune here, though. Now, put your hands in the air for Little John.
That's Little John and Twista's on the track, too.
I don't even care about these sandwiches.
I'm here for the remix.
You're DJing a pool party this summer. If I don't hear that PB&J song over the pool party,
I feel like Little John's got himself another hit.
The song is a smash, but
has a connoisseur of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. It's about time that somebody came in and shook up the game when it comes to the pre-made peanut PB&Js. Uncrustables are just getting overpriced, and I hope that the Lunchables are going to force them to bring down the market value.
Exactly. So Uncrustables has had a monopoly. This is it. It's
that
over.
That is the most serious I've heard Anthony all week.
he is about his Uncrustables.
That didn't sound like an economy report.
It was like a market analysis right of peanut butter and jelly.
All right, National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start with International Nurses Day. Of course, last week was National Nurses Day, but this one is International Nurses Day, shouting out and saluting all the first responders and nurses around the globe.
All right, salute sounds good.
And we also have National Nutty Fudge Day. This one is very close to Dana's heart.
It is, because I don't like fudge without nuts in it. I think it's disgusting.
I'll take it either way. I'm fluid when it comes to fudge.
There it is. All right.
Automatic, we'll you're right fluid when it comes to anything sugary. You're going to put it in your mouth no matter what it is.
Oh, this is getting nutty. Let's go ahead and wrap it up.
I hope so.
Oh, God. Okay. The second Monday of May is known as Women's Checkup Day, and we'll wrap it up right there.
Can I get kind of personal with this? Look, the checkups, ladies, you know what I'm talking about. It's like once a year, and the doctor's trying to have this serious conversation. Your feet are in stirrups, and you're like, why am I here? You're here because you have to be. That's how we make sure we're good. Do a breast checkup once a week. If you don't know how, Google, how do I do a self-breast check? I learned from Planned Parenthood long time ago, still do it every week. Sometimes Automatic will walk in. Like, what? He knows now. I'm doing a self-breast check.
I'm more than willing to do yours for you.
Automatic, I can't stand you. Seriously.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hello?
Sir Marty, what you doing?
Oh, what's good? What's good?
happy Monday. So obviously we all want our spiritual forecast for the week. But first, we always promise a psychic reading. We ask people to call in 877-730-DCS1. Please begin with your sign.
Okay, my sign is Aries.
All right, you're an Aries. And what is your name?
My first name is Wanchiku, but you can call me Chucky. My last name is Abengoi.
Okay, Mr. Abengoi, a.k.a. Chucky, what do you want to ask Sir Madi?
I recently graduated. I'm really scared about what tomorrow holds. My family, my family just got here too, so I want to know what my forecast will be like.
What did you go to school for, Chucky?
Business analytics, my master's.
We love business, and we need people to help us with those kind of things.
And with phones. Yes.
Absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. Okay.
I'm so excited talking to you guys, man. I meet you guys like every day. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bye.
So I feel a lot of movement coming up, lots of movement forward, which is a very good sign because I don't see him being stuck where he feels at now. I feel this energy around him like he doesn't know what direction to go in. Well, there is a few options for him to choose, and there is a lot of movement forward. The issue that I see with him is related to his ability to choose one path because there is more options for him. He needs to stick with one thing, but I do ultimately see him having abundance. I see money in his future, which is a really great sign, but it all will depend on the choices that he makes, and that's really important for him.
Now, what about our spiritual forecast for the week? How are we going to be moving forward?
So for the week, we have a new energy coming up this week. We have a full moon, which is happening this week. And honestly, the energy around this full moon is related to a lot of victory and new beginnings. So even though full moons usually represent a culmination in the energy, this energy is about victory. So there is victories that we're seeing in our life because of things that we've started in the past, but also there's a new beginning starting this week. So we're wrapping up old cycles, completing that, and then beginning something new. I really feel that this is a week for us to tend to what we feel inside of our heart to lead us to the next chapter.
Oh, Madi, this is a good message, and God knows we needed it. If you'd like a psychic reading with Sir Madi, call us now, 713-881-5965, 877-730-DCS1. Follow her on Instagram, at Illest Divinity. She can provide you with a more one-on-one experience. And as usual, Madi, we love you. Every Monday, you come with that great info for us, that spiritual forecast, and we look forward to talking to you next week. I love you, girl!
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.